AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Now that a judge has lifted a Biden administration mask mandate on planes and public transportation, Cooper Klingis was riding a subway in Brooklyn, New York, thinks masks should remain on in flight.
Wearing masks is not for the individual, it's for the community. And my role in the community, I think it's important for me to wear a mask, and I continue to do so. I think it's irresponsible to be in a plane without a mask. I completely disagree with the judge's decision.
The major airlines in many of the busiest airports rushed to drop their requirements. Passengers on a Delta overseas flight cheered and applauded. But some airports, including in Los Angeles and Salt Lake City, recommend people mask up voluntarily. Moderna hopes to offer updated coronavirus boosters in the fall that combine its original vaccine with protection against the Omicron variant. Johnson & Johnson is suspending sales forecast for its COVID-19 vaccine only a few months after saying the shot could bring in as much as $3.5 billion this year. A global supply surplus and uncertainty about future demand, fueled in part by vaccine hesitancy in some markets, prompted the change. Russia ratcheted up its battle for control of Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland. It intensified assaults on cities and towns along a front hundreds of miles long in what officials on both sides describe as a new phase of the war. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is meeting with leaders from the IMF, World Bank, Group of Seven, and Group of 20 global organizations about food insecurity. She says the Ukraine war is making the problem even worse.
Early estimates suggest that at least 10 million more people could be pushed into poverty due to higher food prices alone.
A judge denied a motion to reduce bond for the jailed parents of a Michigan teenager charged in a fatal shooting at his high school. This is AP News. One mandate is being lifted in Barcelona, while another mandate is being added. Face mask requirements for indoor spaces, except public transportation and medical centers, are being lifted. It's considered a milestone in the return to pre-pandemic life. Barcelona resident Ignacio Pastori says, "Look at us, eating cake and drinking, mate. The only thing I'm missing is a football. Give it to me." People are returning to the beaches in Barcelona, and they're being told a smoking ban will take effect July 1st, from sand to sea. Tourist Evelyn Barconye is a smoker.
It's necessary because most people let them in the sand. I don't do this, but I can understand. It's not good for nature.
Josh Michael says a cigarette at a beach in Barcelona would be nice and relaxing, but
a fine is it's not great, but it's only 30 euros, and if you're not supposed to do it, you're not supposed to do it.
Barcelona would become the first major city in Spain to ban smoking on beaches. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.